Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A medical transport jet crashed in a huge ball of flame shortly after taking off from Northeast Philadelphia Airport tonight, killing all 6 people on board, including a child, her mother, and 4 crew members. They were headed back home to Mexico after the young girl was treated for a life-threatening condition in Philadelphia. KYW's Nigel Thompson is live at the scene in Northeast Philadelphia and joins us live. Nigel?
Active seat. Hey, Melanie.
Go ahead, Nigel.
Hey, Melanie. Still an active scene here just down Cottman Avenue from Roosevelt Mall where that medical transport jet carrying 6 people crashed. Dozens and dozens of police, fire, and EMS crews continue to head towards and then leave that scene. Governor Josh Shapiro called what happened here in Northeast Philly an awful aviation disaster, but said it also brought out the best in Philly, with neighbors helping neighbors amid the chaotic moments after the plane crashed in a ball of fire, spreading to nearby homes and vehicles. He also praised first responders, of which there were a lot. State troopers are here. PennDOT is here. The PA Office of Emergency Management is here. The FAA and NTSB are here. PA's Department of Environmental Protection is also here assessing damage to the environment. And a final word from Shapiro, you know, offered, you know, thoughts and prayers for neighbors.
We are all here for Northeast Philly tonight in this very, very difficult moment.
As Mayor Sherrill Parker said earlier, it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. And she said anyone in need of shelter in the aftermath of this massive explosion, this tragedy, can go to Samuel Fells High School. She also said for anyone in the vicinity of the mall to stay away as authorities continue to investigate. And Melanie, one thing we need to learn is how many additional fatalities, if there are any, there are after the plane crash. We know those on board died, but the collateral damage was also catastrophic.